sermon text today from our three readings from the book of Numbers. Would that the Lord would put His Spirit on all of them. From the book of Acts, the second chapter. This is what was uttered through the prophet Joel. And it shall be in the last days, the Lord declares, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. And from the Gospel of St. John, the seventh chapter. Now Jesus said this about the Spirit, whom those who believed in Him were to receive. The words of our text. Grace to you and peace from God, our Father, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. Amen. The Holy Spirit has been poured out on God's people, and as the Scripture says, in the last days this will come about. So, since the day of Pentecost, we know that we are in the last days, and Jesus Himself told us that the Holy Spirit would come upon the world, that He would send the Holy Spirit. He promised to give them another Comforter. In John 14, Jesus said that the Spirit would teach them everything. In verse chapter 15, He promised that the Comforter would come testifying concerning the Christ. In John 16, He says the Holy Spirit would guide them in all truth. In Acts chapter 1, Jesus promised that His disciples would receive the power of the Holy Spirit, who would come upon them to equip them to be witnesses both locally in Jerusalem and throughout all of the earth. And in Acts chapter 1, verse 4, He commanded them not to leave Jerusalem until they had received the promise of the Father. Jesus also said, John baptized you with water, but I will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. So who then is the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Godhead, the third person of the Trinity, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. The Holy Spirit was present at the creation of the world. The Holy Spirit hovered or brooded over the waters. The Spirit has the work of bringing us to faith in Jesus Christ and keeping us in the Christian faith. And the one true faith in Jesus Christ. As we have learned in the Apostles' Creed and its meaning in the third article, I believe that I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in my Lord Jesus Christ or come to Him, but the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with His gifts, sanctified and kept me in the one true faith. In the same way He calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth and keeps it in the one true faith with Jesus Christ. I cannot believe by my own reason or strength. Why can I not believe by my own reason or strength? Why? Because I am blind, dead, and an enemy of God by birth. It's nothing that I or most people like to admit, but it is the scriptural truth that because of original sin and our fallen nature, we are all, each and every one of us, born dead to God. But the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with His gifts, and kept me in the true faith. He has made me holy in the same way He has done for you, brought you to faith, kept you in the church, made you holy in God's sight. Now, I was thinking, this is important. I mean, Pentecost is coming, and you know how it is. You do the same thing in your work. You think about what's coming up next week, and you know, you're thinking about things as you're going through your week. So it's really nothing different here. But I was thinking about the third person of the Holy Spirit, or the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, and I happened to be watching TV, and I thought, how's this all going to mesh together? Okay, so I was watching TV the other night, about last week, and what was I watching? I was watching the Power Rangers movie. Now, I know what you're thinking, the Power Rangers movie, right? Because that's a little bit after my time. I'm, you know, Johnny Sarko's robot, anybody? Space Giants, you know. Yeah, Speed Racer? Yeah, Speed Racer. Okay, and my personal favorite, okay, Star Blazers. Okay, that was one of my favorites. Japanese, one of the best songs that goes with any cartoon right there, Star Blazers. But I digress. I'm off the point quite a bit. I was watching the Power Rangers movie, and there's this scene in the Power Rangers where one character, right? She apparently was trying to get the goat of another girl, and there was a picture sent on a phone, and we know these things happen. There was a picture sent on a phone, and what did the girl do? She forwarded it to the entire school to make the other girl look bad. Okay? And, you know, she's like, but now she's upset about it. After she did it, she's upset about it. Okay? And she's mad at herself for doing this. And another Power Ranger, the Red Ranger, tells her these fantastic, wonderful human words, right? Well, you're not a bad person. And I'm sitting on my couch going, no, yeah, she's a bad person. Like, bad people do those things. That's what bad people do. When you do bad things, it means you're a bad person. Now, humanly speaking, the Power Rangers have absolutely nothing to do with confession and absolution and the forgiveness of sins. Right? That's our job. We are the ones who recognize that when we do things like that, we are doing bad things. And when we do bad things, it makes us a bad person. And how can a bad person be saved? Ah, now this is the work of the church. This is confession and absolution. This is what we deal with here. It's what we do. We know that we are bad people, each and every one of us. And as such, we cannot work out our own salvation. We cannot come to salvation on our own. Our salvation is God's work. And God's Holy Spirit works through the gospel of Jesus Christ to bring us to faith in Jesus as our Lord and Savior. We are dead in our trespasses and sins. In fact, the earthly mind is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law. It can't do it. It's the Spirit's job to call us, to gather us, to enlighten us. And that's very much the reason why we Lutherans almost never, okay, not take the almost out, we never speak in terms like making a decision to accept Jesus. Why? Because we're dead. We're dead in our trespasses and sin. We can't do that. Instead, what do? We emphasize the Spirit's work of calling us and bringing us to faith in the gospel. When Jesus says words like, follow me, his words has the power to create faith in us and create the ability to follow him. It is his work. Look, if we could do things on our own, if we could save ourselves, if we could come to faith all on our own, what do we need that for? We wouldn't need the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, because it would be within our own power to believe. But we don't have that power. We don't have that strength. We need God's Holy Spirit to give that to us. His Word and His Spirit has the power to turn us from our sins and move us to trust and to follow Jesus Christ. And Word and Sacrament are the means through which the Spirit works. So the Spirit always works through means. You know, when I'm doing confirmation class, I tell the kids, you know, nobody who's never heard of the Bible, who's never heard of Jesus Christ, is walking down the airport concourse and goes, "Wow, I'm a Christian now." No, the Spirit does not work like that. The Word has to be brought to you. The Word through which God's Holy Spirit works. The Word through which faith is created in each of us. The Holy Spirit and His power work through the Word that is preached and through the Word of promise that is attached to the sacraments. So we should be absolutely certain that where God's Word is preached according to the Lord's intent and will, and people listen to it and meditate on it and think about it, God is certainly present with His grace and gives what we by our own power are unable to take or give. So what do we prize? We prize God's external Word, and we prize our baptisms through which we were given the gift of God's Holy Spirit. Remember each and every day what your baptism promises you. It promises to bring you victory over death and the devil, the forgiveness of sins, God's grace, the entire Christ and the Holy Spirit with all of His gifts. In short, the blessings of baptism are so many and so vast that if we should fully consider everything that was given to us in our baptisms, we would wonder if it all could possibly be true at all. And yet, there in baptism is brought free to you and all believers, right to the door of everyone's life, the priceless gift of God, which swallows up death and saves the lives of everyone. The Spirit then works in your life each and every day. Each and every time you battle against your besetting sins. Each and every time you battle against sin. When you repent, it is the Spirit's work. For the Spirit leads us to hear both the law of God and the gospel. And through the law, what does a person learn? Through the law, a person learns to know their sins and the wrath of God. To feel genuine sorrow and terror over their sins. To become contrite in their heart. And through the preaching and the meditation of the Holy Gospel, the gracious forgiveness of sins in Jesus Christ, there is kindled in each and every one of us a spark of faith, which in turn accepts the forgiveness of sins for the sake of Jesus Christ and finds comfort in the promises of the Gospel. You see, all of that is the work of the third person of the Holy Trinity. That is the Spirit's work. It is then true that the Holy Spirit must, through the office of the law, convict us of our own sins, convict the world of sins. It is also the work of the Spirit to rebuke us, and we indeed feel this in our own consciences when we have sinned. He does this until it comes to the work that He desires to do most, that is to comfort us with the preaching of grace and the preaching of the gospel. Everything, then, in this Christian church is so ordered that we may each and every day find the full forgiveness of our sins through the Word and sacraments, which are given to us to comfort us and to revive our consciences as long as we live. Although we have sin, the Holy Spirit sees to it that this sin does not harm us because we are in the Christian church, where there is given the full forgiveness of all of our sins. Therefore, we can know nothing of Christ and nothing of His forgiveness if it had not been revealed to us by God's Holy Spirit through the working of God's Word. And how do we hear of Christ? Where does the Spirit work? The Holy Spirit works through means to make us holy. And what means does the Holy Spirit work through? The Holy Spirit leads us to the Christ, and there and here in our Holy Mother, the Church, we are given the Word and the sacraments for the forgiveness of our sins. We are told of the resurrection of our body. We are told of the life everlasting. And none of us, not a single one of us, could know anything about Christ or believe in Him unless the Church and the Gospel were first offered to us through the work of God's Holy Spirit. And they were placed into our hearts, not by our own doing, but by the work of the Holy Spirit in the preaching of the gospel, to make this treasure known to us, the treasure of the gospel, the whole work of Jesus Christ known to us. God has caused the Word to be written down in the Bible, and God has caused that same Word to be proclaimed to us from pulpits throughout time and throughout all of the world. In the Word, what does God give? He gives us His Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit offers to us and applies to us the treasures of salvation. In this way, He makes us holy, and He brings us to the Lord Jesus Christ to receive this blessing. The very blessing of the Church, which we could neither earn nor obtain by ourselves. The Holy Spirit reveals and preaches God's Word, and by that Word, He opens and kindles every heart so that they may grasp, accept, cling to, and persevere in the one true faith in Jesus Christ. So where Christ is not preached, or where Christ is preached in error, or where some form of our works are mingled with Christ's righteousness, or where a work completely takes the place of Jesus' righteousness, there is no Holy Spirit there. No Holy Spirit to call, to gather, enlighten, or sanctify the Christian church. Because that cannot happen outside of Word and sacrament. And the church, without the church, no one can come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Because the Holy Spirit works through what the church offers. Word and sacrament. So let us hold dear and let us prize the work of the Holy Spirit. For His work is to make you holy, to daily increase holiness upon the earth, and through the preaching of the Word and the administration of the sacraments, give to us the forgiveness of all of our sins. And knowing that our sins are forgiven, we are confident that we will pass from this life to the next life, and that when we die, we will be instantly transported to a heavenly realms, to live in perfect holiness, and to preserve us eternally in such holiness. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. This is what we remember this day. This is what we celebrate this day, what the Holy Spirit has done for us. He has brought you here this morning. He has caused you to open your scriptures, to read them. He moves you to pray. He moves in your heart to cause you to confess your sins and to receive the forgiveness of those sins within your mother, the church. And it promises you and gives you the confidence of life everlasting. That is the work of the Holy Spirit, and we praise Him and thank Him for His work in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may that peace which passes all understanding be in your hearts and your minds through the one true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.